His musings were interrupted by a sudden gust of wind, whipped up by a luxurious land speeder that was alighting in the center of the avenue. Preceded by a vanguard of ceremonial guards wearing floor-length blue robes, Supreme Chancellor Doris emerged, waving to the crowd and for the hovercams that rushed in to immortalize his every expression. Palpatine studied him as the guards began to maneuver him through the throng, a train of hand-picked journalists following dutifully in his wake. The easy way he carried himself, the way he made a point to stop and greet some while ignoring others, the way he laughed on cue. He recalled the two coronations he and his father had attended in Theed, and could remember as if yesterday the envy that had wafted from Kosinga like sour sweat. How cravenly his inept father had desired to wield such power. And would that Kosinga could see his son now, standing so close to the center, surveying the Senate as Kosinga might have the Palpatine lands in the Lake Country, thinking, everything that my gaze falls on will be mine. These buildings, these monads, these statues I will have slagged, this airspace whose use I will restrict to the powerful, that penthouse in 500 Republica, this Senate. Again his musings were interrupted, this time by the Grand Protectorate Senator Pack's team, who was waddling briskly toward him, followed closely by the senators from Liana, Ariadu, and Sullust.
Are you ready to make history, Senator? Team said, his eye stalks quivering in excitement.
Rather than be a casualty of it, Palpatine told him. The Grand grunted in amusement.
Well said, young sir. Needless to say, many are counting on you.
Better many than all, because we cannot please everyone. Team grew serious.
Perhaps not. But we can strike a blow for utilitarianism. The greatest good for the greatest number.
Palpatine smiled in the way he had seen Doris smile.
And strike a blow we shall, Senator. Good, good, Team chortled. Then we'll see you inside, where the galaxy's business is done.
Pestage snorted a laugh as Team was moving away.
The greatest good for the greatest grand.
It was true. Team harbored no ill toward the Trade Federation. He merely wanted to see Naboo blunder. Hego Damask cut down to size. And Malastare returned to its quondam grandeur. The contingent of senators had scarcely left when Palpatine heard his name called. Turning, he saw Ranhar Kim in the company of two older human Jedi. Quietly, he pulled his powers deeper into himself and adopted a mask of cordiality.
Jedi Ranhar, he said, inclining his head in greeting.
The black-haired Jedi returned the nod.
Senator Palpatine, may I introduce Masters Dooku and Sifo Dyas?
Palpatine was familiar with the former, but only by reputation.
A great honor, Masters.
Dooku appraised him openly, then arched an eyebrow.
Excuse me for staring, Senator, but Ranhar's descriptions of you led me to expect someone older.
I disguise myself well, Master Dooku. My age, that is.
Either way, Sifo Dyas remarked, a talent required by your position.
An ignoble truth, Master Sifo Dyas, but we strive to remain faithful to our conscience.
Dooku smiled with purpose.
Hold tight to that, Senator Palpatine. Coruscant will surely test your resolve.
Ranhar Kim had his mouth open to speak when another familiar voice rang out.
I didn't realize that you were acquainted.